I'm confused about the distinctions between the third and fourth foundations. That's in the foundations of mindfulness. It seems like there's overlap. Some teachers put the hindrances under phenomena. Can you explain, please? the third hindrance is cittanupassana. Cittanupassana, satipatthana, and the fourth one is the dhammanupassana, satipatthana. So those are in terms of citta being mind, then it's more around the state of the mind, in the sense that when the Buddha describes it, as I mentioned once or twice, so that knowing the mind with greed as the mind with greed, knowing the mind without greed as the mind without greed, so that the various, with greed, hatred, delusion, knowing the mind that's concentrated is concentrated, knowing the mind is not concentrated is not concentrated, knowing the expanded mind as the expanded mind, knowing the contracted mind as a contracted. So it's more like the state of mind. The mind is experiencing a particular mood of the mind. The fourth foundation is Dhammanupassana, and it's translated in various ways. Phenomena is one. I think that Bhikkhu Bodhi is leaning to using phenomena as his standard translation for that one. And there's various, and since there's mental objects, Ajahn Jeff translated as mental qualities. That's actually why it's really helpful having these different translators translating the Pali, because in many cases there isn't, say, to one definitive translation, but by seeing how different translators translate a particular term, then you can get a kind of a feel for what it's pointing to, what the Buddha is pointing to, some mental qualities. And when the Buddha expands on that, say like in the Satipatthana Sutta, then there's the hindrances are one factor, so there's mental qualities. So the hindrances are one. And what it is pointing to is sometimes it's like that which is, and it's like, say, negative or obstructive, the hindrances. That which is neutral, say, like the khandhas, the aggregates of being, the six sense spheres, six sense bases, could be positive in the sense of the seven factors of enlightenment, eightfold path. So it's like there's this range of mental qualities that we can be attending to.